you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Now, we work in a new studio here. Give you a little behind the scenes. And it's airtight in here. I mean, not just ass, but sound. You don't hear anything. And we're really good about that. They did nice, big, thick doors, big wall right here. But out front is like a little office area that's open. It's like the new plans. Open.
It's a coffee shop.
Yeah, a coffee shop. It's it's that new thing you see on TV.
The Internet Cafe.
Two young ladies are sitting out there right now that work here. Nice people. And we're talking about something else that we usually do off the air. Boning dudes off the air. And the door opens and puts in there asking about something. And I said, and we just bring up this thing about, so he's boning dudes.
That was the second word that was used. The first word was friend Nick over here was a little more harsh. I'm not going to repeat.
Okay, you can't say that loud. Okay, you always said that. Oh,
it started with
like
a B
large,
as well.
Right, large gust of wind. Right.
I missed that part.
Yeah, just at but full volume, right out the door. Like, well, let me close the door.
The door wasn't open very long. It was problematic.
Yeah. Well, they work in radio. They get it.
Yeah, this is kind of different, though, that like, 14% of women have this in their purse.
Yep, never did that kind of show, because I would have shot myself.
Well, and we were like a mile and a half.
Chopstick?
We're like a mile and a half from civilization at the old place.
True.
Yeah, I mean, we were nowhere near anybody else.
The last two buildings.
And we got kind of
we were not around anybody.
Used to that.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't open the door right into a coffee
right
shop.
There.
Right, right.
No, it's kind of our porch.
Right. Yeah.
We're broadcasting from our porch.
Right. Uh-huh. They're much closer now.
Well, the funny part about it is most of the stuff we say off the air, we can say on the air, like boning dudes. And so that's not anything different. The door opening doesn't mean anything because we say it on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, it shouldn't come as a surprise.
But you're right. Nick's was a wind reference.
Yes. Yeah. That was when I went, well, I should close the door here or we continue this conversation.
Yeah. A note for our Deadpool players.
That means it's really windy out.
Right. Right.
If you follow it with dudes.
Are you talking about the new year, Deadpool, Craig, or the final year here? I should say final.
The year we're wrapping up now.
Yeah, I'm not. I have no contract for 2020.
Yeah, this is just a note for players who are going to be playing next year.
Now I can just write it down on this spreadsheet.
Yes, you can.
Vin Scully is 94 today.
Yeah. How is he, though?
He quit calling ball.
Yeah.
Completely. But his wife's dead, too, right?
I believe so. But I'm not sure.
He didn't get himself a young piece of ass like a lot of guys do after that?
94, that's kind of tough.
She could be 84.
Right. You Google him up here, and the first one that comes up says, retired Dodgers broadcaster Vin Scully in very good health. And that was from just this summer.
Did he pop up recently towards the end of the baseball season?
I thought so.
Well, they always talk to him when the Dodgers are in the hunt.
Yeah. You know?
So it's his birthday today. That's why you brought it up.
That's right.
Got it. All right.
That guy's pretty amazing because didn't he start calling the Brooklyn Dodgers and he was like 20 something?
Yes.
Yep.
Very young.
70 plus years behind the mic, wasn't it?
Something like that.
That's
incredible.
That's
a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, just for the Dodgers.
God.
Yeah.
Imagine 70 plus years of goat jokes.
Feels
yes.
like it.
Yeah. Oh, plus good. Plus good.
It feels like it's been 70 years.
Yeah.
Imagine how the goats feel.
But I think Scully evolved out of that after about 50 years.
Yeah.
Well, he still cared at the end.
I know. He still would just say, it's ground ball, nice play.
Yeah, he didn't be like, yeah, whatever.
There he is, an out.
It's the fourth, bottom of the fourth. If anybody gives a crap.
It's the bottom of the fourth, and it's July 14th. And I'm, yeah, I'm, oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Play 162 of these every year.
He bumped back to only home games there for the last few
years. I think
he did last couple years.
Yeah, he didn't do the road trip.
This could be thousands and thousands of baseball games.
Yeah, it was.
So he was probably actually there for that Kirk Gibson home run.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
Yeah, he would have called the radio then. Mm-hmm. He might have done the TV call.
He might have.
Because I think he worked for NBC at the time, who was carrying the World Series that year.
In the UK, in England, they say that they may run out of wine and liquor.
In the morning.
I saw that.
Because... Not because they don't have wine and liquor.
They're all drinking it too much.
No. Well, I guess too many of them are drinking it because there's not enough drivers available to make deliveries.
Right. They just can't keep up.
But not enough drivers.
Well, you just tell
them to drive the trucks.
So you, to deliver to the stores.
Yeah. The UK Wine and Spirit Trade Association sent a letter to the UK Transport Secretary.
I think they're bigger drunks than Americans, aren't they?
Not aware of that.
I bet it's an even competition.
I'm sure there's a faction of Americans that could keep pace.
Yeah, they're called
Packer fans.
But our delivery drivers keep pace because America knows how important it is. And I thought Britain did, too.
Research says that 54% of adults in England drink at least once a week.
That's probably... A little bigger number than America.
Yeah, well, we lie, though.
True.
I'm surprised. Yeah, America's probably not in the... once a week?
Once a week.
That means one drink is counting as drinking, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I would think America's got to be 54%.
Yeah, once a week.
But maybe not. We don't hang, so I don't know. Yeah. I don't hang. I don't know.
That number's got to be 100%
of people I know.
Oh yeah, but I'm aware there are people who don't drink.
My brother-in-law doesn't drink,
and they threaten us on the email from time to time.
Does he do mushrooms or anything? Just nothing.
Other guy that threatened us.
That guy.
Okay.
Yeah. Your brother-in-law does not alter his state of conscience at all?
No, never drank his life. But he's cool, though. He hangs out. You wouldn't even know it.
Weed?
No.
No cigarettes?
Nope.
Coffee?
Probably coffee.
Does he drink coffee?
Yeah, probably coffee.
Benzos?
No. No, it's just, honestly, he just never drank. He's married to my sister. I'm surprised she doesn't drink. I hope she hears that.
Notice he says that when he gets home.
Sometimes she's listening. Exactly. But that's a good point. There was probably, like, my uncle was there, and he's kind of getting old, so he might not drink. But I think at this little celebration for my dad, I don't know how many people were there, but there's probably only one, well, besides my son and some of the smaller kids. Yeah, nobody was drinking. Only like one person wasn't drinking. So, yeah, that's my circles.
Yeah. And those kids will grow up to drink.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. What is the U.S.? You trying to look that up? That's just something random. You can look that up.
Easily.
Well, that has to vary by state.
Yeah, it does. You're right. Puss is buying a goat.
Well, renting.
He flipped me off. The old double bird.
The old rent-a-goat?
Oh, rent-a-goat.
Yeah.
They break it down by ages.
I got it.
Yeah, so what would they do if they can't take it to the store? Can't the distribution centers be like, hey, come buy it from here?
Right, exactly. We got to get rid of this stuff. Come over here. Everybody's too drunk to go get it.
That's the problem.
A British man is the new owner of a 3D printed eye. There's a reason for this.
Does it work?
No. They say this is the first ever to receive.
That'd be amazing.
You see out of
the 3D printer was what they were waiting for the whole time.
They run out of glass?
Yeah. This prosthetic is more realistic than other options, and it allows for a less invasive procedure because the eye socket is scanned digitally instead of requiring the creation of a mold of the socket.
In a mold of the socket would hurt, man.
So it doesn't look like a piece of glass that somebody painted an eye on.
It looks more realistic, at least.
I couldn't imagine a mold like that. You know when you get that dental mold, you ever get one of those in there? They throw cement in your mouth. You know,
yeah.
That's annoying as hell. You imagine one of those in your eye socket?
I always wonder with the dental mold, what happens if that stays in there like 2 minutes too long? Do they just have to chisel that out of your mouth?
Well, they pull it, when they're pulling it out, it hurts like hell sometimes when they're ripping it out of your mouth.
That get on the tape there?
Yeah.
That's a good point.
That's a good phrase.
Is it always there? Are you just walking around with a little rubber thing sticking out of your mouth the rest of your life? Dental mold stuff.
Honestly, never had that done.
I'm happy to not have that
experience.
Well, you got to get it for when you get night guard and stuff like that, and other kind of dental procedures. They'll do that
for your dentures.
Well, they make a mold. They make a mold. Right. They make a mold of your teeth. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, puss! It's rough. It's weird. It's a weird feeling. They just gonna shove cement in your mouth, and you got to hold like that for like a couple minutes.
That's where you really trust somebody.
Yep.
Yeah, they took like a big cake bag full of cement.
And it hardens pretty quick.
Make you lean back.
Right.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Supporters of legal marijuana in South Dakota, which is, more than half.
Yeah, they voted yes for it.
Yeah,
they're going to have to try that one again. The state Supreme Court struck down the voter-approved plan allow for recreational pot use. Too much stuff in the thing they said was okay.
Yeah, I'm curious what went wrong there, but I suppose you'd really have to get into
it. The measure was too broad and encompassed too many things.
And also the governor didn't want it either.
Yeah. Most of all, that.
They said it not only okayed the recreational pot, but medical marijuana as well, and instructed lawmakers to create a framework for marijuana to be sold. Apparently, that's too many things for people to vote on.
It seems pretty straightforward.
It is straightforward. It recreational and medical.
What kind of verbiage has to go on the ballot this time so it doesn't get shot down?
We need a separate
one thing
medical?
At a time.
I don't know. Vote in different governors. Both South Dakota and Nebraska, the worst of the worst.
Yeah, that would have prevented this.
All right.
If you didn't have a governor who was so dead set against it.
Right.
And I don't know who they're really trying to impress by being so dead set against it. Is it one guy?
I don't get it either.
I mean, both Republicans and Democrats like weed.
My cousin is, got through, I've seen him a couple years, and we political spectrum were complete opposite. And he smelled like weed when he walked in. He's a big pothead, and he's a total right winger.
Yeah.
He's a big pothead.
Don't tell me QAnon doesn't like their weed.
Yeah. They smoke a lot of it.
Yeah.
Right. They're
they
nuts.
Should probably tone down a little bit.
They should probably cool it a little bit.
They're too high.
They're way too high.
I wonder, this must be like an old South Dakota football coach they don't want to upset.
Yeah. Oh, that's it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah.
Legendary South Dakota football coach.
Yeah.
That guy. Yeah, that guy.
Dick Harvey.
Yeah.
By the way, the FCS, has 24 teams in their playoff.
I know.
How do those kids go to school?
Eight of them get a first round bye.
Good.
16 others play
Good.
For the right to play.
Yep.
The eight that got the first round bye.
Good.
I think it's underway soon if it's not already. But yeah, playoffs work.
It would be incredible if they did that.
People get interested in playoffs.
It'd be great.
Well, that way, if you're basically the top 25, you had one team that wouldn't make it out of that.
It'd be great. Play it on the field, man. If they did the top 24 in Division One, like the big one, the FSA, whatever they call it, could you imagine the matchups and the cool games we'd see? I mean, you still wouldn't be in there, Nick.
Well, maybe they do like top 120 no. teams.
Even if they went with the March Madness theme, you're still out.
Play a couple weekends a year.
That's depressing.
Yeah, but if we do that, we don't get the Boca Raton Bowl. And the kids really love Boca Raton Bowl.
With nobody in the crowd at all.
What the hell is the Gasparilla Bowl? Anybody?
I've heard that one
You
before.
Must have to be really good to get there. It's weird. I've been able to see like how dumb a lot of this college football stuff is, like through the eyes of somebody that's just seeing it. Because my youngest, he pays a lot more attention to the NFL.
Yeah.
But, you know, watch college football. They're like, oh, the playoff will be these teams. And he's like, there's only four teams in the playoff.
Yep. It's stupid.
Yeah.
And then I sound ancient because I'm like, they used to just pick who the top teams were. That sounds like, like a 90.
Right. Just used to be a vote. And we liked it.
No,
we never did.
I always hated that, even.
Well, even that was better than when they just used to, pick the winner.
Yep, he did that.
Jimmy Kimmel has a bowl game this year. The Jimmy Kimmel L.A. Bowl. Broadcast on ABC, obviously.
Don't care.
Apparently, Gasparilla is some sort of like Tampa tourism thing.
Okay.
It's all really right. not, yeah.
All right.
Sounds like a weird root beer.
Yeah, right. That's what
I thought.
Yeah,
it's another one of those bowl games that is a long-standing tradition. They've been around for 2 or 3 years.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got great Gasparilla Bowl memories.
Is the Meineke Car Care Bowl still a thing? I always liked that one.
Yeah.
Boy, I didn't see that. I studied yesterday, and that one did not come up.
That's a shame.
Apparently in Las Vegas, the World Buddhism Association headquarters has filed for a permit to build a tiger sanctuary just a block off the strip.
Let's get some kids to say, suck it, Buddha, so we can make that guy happy. Not threatening us.
The organization bought the more than 11
suck
acres
it,
of land in 2018 for about $17.5 million.
Were there any Buddha, Muhammad, any other signs of game day the other day? Was there a game day the other day?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah,
they were
Michigan.
At Michigan.
Okay. Yeah.
All Jesus signs all the time again.
I didn't see any of the early stuff. I saw it once they were inside.
That's not helping. That the ESPN they ain't digging that.
No.
Because people used to tune in to watch those signs.
They can't say anything.
I know they can't.
No.
Oh no, I did see one. I did see one that was. It just said "No Nut November" and it had the little Buckeye.
Okay.
That's a good one. That's kind of funny.
Yeah.
And then 40
Jesus. That way you just don't nut for the whole month of November? Who's going to do that?
Yeah, it's a thing that's dumb.
I'm better off not drinking for a month than not nutting for a month. Good question. What would you rather do? Not nut, no matter what, woman or by yourself, or do, whatever you're into, or goat. Sorry, puss.
You're not.
Or not drink.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Drinking.
The nutting might be easier, except you're really going to be, sometimes you're just going to be sitting there going, I got to take care of this. This is happening.
Well, especially if you're drunk.
And you're just going to forget.
It's like I'd have to go, no drinking.
You had to do one. Now, I know, once again, we're alcoholics. I could probably do not drinking easier than no nutting.
We're also nutaholics.
Yeah. Well, and if you pick I'll drink instead of nutting, then... after 2-3 drinks,
you're nutting.
Well, no,
you still can't nut. But at the end of
but you're gonna want to.
Well, I'm gonna pick a day, probably February, so it's only 28 days. But so we'll do November. So the 31 days in November, right? Is it 30?
30.
Yeah,
it's 30, right? Okay.
I would probably just not drink.
Oh yeah, I'm picking drinking too.
That's easier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Because I like nutting.
Who doesn't? You should.
I don't want to have that choice, by the way. But gun to head, it's drinking. Craig, you with us on that? Oh, you could easily do that.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, you potheads. That's you three, not me and Puss. No pot for a month, no nut for a month.
Yeah, I'd probably have to put the weed away.
Yeah, I would do the same.
All right.
Yeah. I probably should put the weed away.
Yeah. Who says, I'm putting the nut away? I'm putting the nut away.
It's off limits.
You know what? You have to stop your lady. Right. Nope, never going to get it. All November.
I know this is going to be rough.
Yeah.
What was the Chelsea Handler purge? She went like 60 days without?
A nut or alcohol?
No, without weed.
Okay.
She was weaning herself off weed. You can't go no nut when Joe Coy is in your life.
Craig, Deadpool alert.
You want all that.
You got this?
You can get your hands on.
Lee Elder. 1 minute ago. Dead.
Oh.
I don't know if he died a minute ago. That'd be pretty... We don't get him that up to date. First black golfer to play at Masters dies at 87.
He's probably on the spreadsheet.
He might be. I just got that alert on CNN, Craig.
Oh, well, let's see.
Somebody
here.
Probably had Lee Elder, right?
One player.
Wow.
It looks like.
Solo hit for Lee
looks
Elder.
Like Todd's caddy's brother.
All right. Oh, it's a caddy, too. Well, that's why
he
had
his
him.
Brother.
Well, that's why he's into it.
Oh, yeah. I know that dude. I think.
Lee Elder not on the spreadsheet.
Oh, yakety smackety.
Missed it.
Lee Corso, same age.
Yeah, Lee Elder dead at 87.
So he
How'd he die, say?
They're organized alphabetically?
Oh, this is by age.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yoko's on here. Did you guys watch the Beatles thing?
I'm going to this weekend. Actually, tonight probably, yeah.
I saw part of it.
Our buddy Meg gave me her login.
I watched Paul McCartney.
I can't wait to see it.
Introduced the Foo Fighters to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Saw the Go-Go's.
I saw the Go-Go one. It's the only one I watched.
I saw Chappelle inducting Jay-Z.
Mm. Yeah, I got to go back and watch some
I didn't watch that.
And I got to disagree with you a little bit about the hip-hop going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Because I think it's the right attitude. I think in 1960, you know, if they would have had a music hall of fame, they would have kicked and screamed for rock and roll people to get in there. Well, it would not have happened.
Well, they can have their own hall of fame. This rock and roll, there's not enough rock and roll in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's the problem with it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you could put more. I hate that they restrict a lot of these people. There's a lot of people there.
They restrict decades.
They do decades.
Iron Maiden isn't in.
Decades of great rock bands that were very famous that packed stadiums for years are not in there. It's a joke.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame
is a joke. It is not rock.
Have the rock and roll attitude.
Nah, it's not rock and roll.
Where else are they going to go?
I heard that that's what Jay-Z, didn't
have
he say something like that
have
in his speech?
Have their own. Have a rap Hall of Fame.
Well, there's you know, pop music in there.
I know.
Nobody bitches about there should be a pop music Hall of Fame.
Madonna shouldn't be in there either. I bitch about that.
I think Ice Cube did, when NWA got in a few years ago, he made a speech that, you know,
okay, put them all
rock and
in,
roll is an attitude, not a form.
How about all the rock? Actually, it's a form of music. I know what they're trying to say, but it's definitely
you both have valid
it's about
arguments.
Music, right?
You both have valid arguments.
I could name you bands. You would go, they're not in there? I go, no. They go, that's stupid. Yeah. Hundreds of bands.
I used to be mad about that until Kiss got in. Then I'm like, Kiss is.
I don't even care anymore. Yeah. I just watch the bands I want to see each year, and that's about it.
Yeah, I was surprised by. I watched a little bit of the Beatles thing.
Beatles thing looks good.
I want to see more. I started late at night, but it's crazy to me that they even have any of that footage. But it's you get to see the band going through like writing these iconic songs,
iconic,
and then Yoko sitting right there.
I know.
Like you could see how she totally. Broke up the band.
Well,
like,
some of that.
Why did he want her?
Linda Eastman's in the crowd too. She's sitting there too.
Oh,
McCartney's wife's there a lot too. Yeah.
So what I saw was just Yoko sitting right there.
Well, we should have all of our wives just sit right here.
They don't even want that.
No.
And by the way, and we're also not creating history.
No. They'd be like, it smells in there.
Oh, great! Another goat joke.
Yeah.
Oh, another butt joke.
Good job.
Yeah, you guys are funny. You're funny. One of us has a Yoko Ono just sits here all morning. That would not work. I'm back.
You're listening. listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.